Welcome to my home here. You got to look good, to play good.
All right, y'all ready to play 60?
Yeah! Let's
go. That's good feet, good feet.
Go,
Jay! Am I Eli? Yes, I'm Eli.
Good job, good job.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa in the Giants practice facility at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, the Field House. We got a big show lined up for you. We're going to take you inside the film room and look at the rookie season of Dalvin Tomlinson. We'll get to know Devon Kennard. But to start things off, we take you behind the scenes at the Combine with Dave Gettleman.
What's really good about the Combine is, I mean, there's a number of things, but one of the fact is everybody's on the same playing surface. Everybody's in the same venue. So you get an opportunity to really see, you know, how they interact with other players, how they interact with other officials, and how they perform under pressure. It's the ultimate public job interview. To me, a lot of it is it's the interview aspect of it. I want to see how these kids handle themselves under pressure and whatever. That's really, to me, a big part of it, because we have 60 interviews. We're allowed to interview 60 guys. We make that a football interview, and it gives you a chance to really dig into these kids, find out how football savvy he is. And obviously, in 15 minutes, you can't do that either, but it gives us a little taste. Obviously, medical is important. I mean, you put a player on the draft board according to his value, and then you see where the chips fall, where they are when it comes to medical. It's just part of the process. These are all things that are just part of the process. The strength guys come into play, and in terms of, you know, they're at Indy, they're going to, you know, watch the bench press, watch, you know, various things, and, you know, they'll give us our input, but it's all pieces. It's all pieces. It's really important that we all get on the same page as quickly as possible. You bring in players that don't fit, that aren't fits. You wasted time, you wasted money. But this is just part of the puzzle. That's all Indianapolis is. It's not the be-all, end-all. I call it the underwear Olympics. At the end of the day, they're doing all these things in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Last time I checked, when I watched put an NFL game on, they're not in their underwear. Okay, they're in pads with helmets, so. You know, it's again, you take everything with a grain of salt.
Obviously, there's a lot of work for the Giants, not only with the Combine, with the draft coming up, free agency, evaluating players. Our own Madeline Burke had a chance to talk with Giants scout Chris Pettit.
We're here in Indianapolis at the 2018 NFL Combine. I'm Madeline Burke alongside Giants scout Chris Pettit. Now, Chris, you guys have been looking at these players for months, even years, some of them. Yeah. How has this evaluation evolved into what you see at the Combine? And are you looking for more of a validation of what you know or for your opinion to be swayed here?
It isn't a validation of what you know. You're really here. What you get out of here, the best part is the medical and sitting down with the players, getting to know them as people, their intelligence. But a lot of the evaluation was done in the fall, the film. What they did on Saturdays is the biggest part of the puzzle. But here it's, you know, you really don't want to kill a guy if he runs slow or doesn't work out well. It's more the medical and the intelligence is what we're getting here at the Combine.
Yeah, because you've seen what these guys can do in a game. We've got plenty of sample size there. Now, I mean, how has the evaluation process changed over the years? You've been doing this for a while.
It's changed, but at the heart of it, it really hasn't. Because again, it comes down to what the game tape tells you is where you should get your biggest evaluation from. But technology has played into it over the years. We're able to access film easier now. You can share information easier. You can do more games where in the past, you really get to a school, you can do three tapes and that's it and you gotta go. So now you can do some tapes beforehand. You get, you know, 5-6 games done on a player. So.
I mean, you mentioned the wealth of information you have at your fingertips. Yep. You've got scouts, GMs, coaches, all these people looking at the same players, the same talent, but having different opinions. As a staff at the Giants, do you guys have a collective group of differing opinions, or is it more like-minded? And if the opinions are different, how do you work to get a collaborative assessment of a prospect?
That's a good question. Well, what you want as a staff, I think any staff, any team, you want to have, for the Giants, we want to have the basis of what we call an NYG type, a guy who's a Giant football player, and we have those beliefs. But you want your staff, when you're doing the evaluation, you do want different opinions, because to see how a guy might change throughout the season, you know, the first thing I learned as a scout for the Giants was be your own man, have your own opinion. You want a staff that does have their own opinions, then creates conversation, and then that's how you develop your full evaluation on the player. But at the end of the day, like I said, the number one thing is we would know what New York Giant players are, and that's what you want staff to believe in, but their opinion on the talent, it could be different.
Right, and perhaps the toughest part of your job is finding those New York Giant players and the players that the talent translates from the college level to the professional level. Are there certain intangibles that you look for that says this guy could be a success on a grander scale?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty much basic football, toughness, competitiveness, intelligence. I mean, that's the heart of a really good football player. You're going to find smart, fast, tough, you know, is the basis of a, you know, NYG type, as we call it.
Chris Pettit, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Whole lot more to come on the program, including Inside the Film Room with Dalvin Tomlinson. But as we go to this commercial break, Evan Ingram shares his combine memories.
Man, combine week is one of the craziest weeks of my life. All I remember is just the crazy meetings, being nervous, all the crazy tests, all the crazy questions. But my biggest memory was getting the cold tip every single night. Every single night, cold tub, 10 minutes, making sure my legs was right. And then once the field day came up, ready to do drills, I was fresh, ready to go. I ran one of the fastest times at the combine, so I give all the credit to that cold tub. So combine week was a crazy week. It's biggest blessing, and definitely a week I won't forget.
Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Dalvin Tomlinson was the Giants' second-round draft pick in last year's draft, and he had a very strong rookie season. Let's take a look at his game inside the film room. The Giants drafted Dalvin Tomlinson in the second round out of Alabama, and as the season wore on, he became the starter and played better and better. Let's take a look at him in action against the run.
When the Giants drafted him and he was coming into the NFL, he was labeled the best run-stopping defensive tackle in the draft. He lived up to that title this season by the way that he played and made improvements throughout the season. We're going to see him as the one technique shade one-on-one over Mitch Morse, who is an unbelievable center for the Kansas City Chiefs. Stretching the one technique is one of the most difficult things. Watch Dalvin Tomlinson's hands, his ability to stack, shed, and drive Mitch Morse into the backfield. Comes up with the tackle as well. Anytime that you can get disruption into the backfield, get penetration, and force an offensive lineman in the zone scheme back, that is a win for your defense, and that's a win for Dalvin Tomlinson.
Yeah, and he really did a wonderful job on that play and then wound up getting the tackle as well. What else do you have for Tomlinson?
Now we're going to see him do it up against the guard. Once again, a rookie going one-on-one up against the right guard of the Denver Broncos. Same thing, stretch. They think, hey, this guard can reach a rookie defensive tackle. What do they see? Once again, strong hands, leverage inside, stacking and shedding at the point of attack. Look at the control he has of the offensive guard. Inside hand leverage, drives him back, comes up with another big tackle.
Yeah, so there's a lot to be encouraged about. We have one more play, though, to look at Tomlinson as far as his overall picture.
And disruption doesn't always come with a number and getting a tackle. We're going to see him as the backside three technique going up against Kansas City, which we knew wanted to establish the run with Kareem Hunt. What does he do on the backside? He shuts down himself individually, the potential of a cutback by Kareem Hunt by driving the guard into the backfield and once again coming up with a huge tackle. Those are things that you expect out of a veteran defensive tackle. He was doing it all season once he got into a groove and got experience.
Yeah, I mean, the really cool thing about that is in all three of those plays that we showed you, he pushed his man back.
Yes.
He didn't just win a stalemate and then make a tackle. He's actually moving people to disrupt flow.
Absolutely. And when you can do that and you can move a man from point A to point B up against his own will, that means you are completely doing your job at defensive tackle.
We're going to keep it on the Giants rookie theme from last season as Wayne Gallman and Avery Moss go one-on-one getting to know each other.
All right, Avery. Which actor would you pick to play you in a movie?
I gotta do Denzel. What actor would play your part?
Keanu Reeves.
Better, I feel you. Dude, straight to the action, no words
That's
needed.
My dude, man.
I feel it.
If you were stranded on an island with one book, one movie, and one video game, what would each be?
Video game, I gotta go with Call of Duty. You can never go wrong with that.
Okay.
Movie, I might have to go with Toy Story.
Yeah.
You know, classic. Then book, it either had to be the Bible or Captain Underpants.
Okay. Good answer.
What is one thing you would do to pump yourself up on game day?
I listen to R&B music to pump myself up.
Okay, okay.
A little bit of Sade, you know.
Smooth Criminal.
No, I don't. If you could be anything else in the world besides an athlete, what would it be?
I would want to make video games because I love Call of Duty and stuff like that. So, like, that would just be what's up, like, just to be, like, playing games for a living. That'd be dope. If you could be a pro at any other sport other than football, what would it be and what position would you play?
Baseball and probably shortstop. If you could live in any other time period, what would it be?
Had to be a 80s baby.
80s?
Yeah.
Why not 90s?
Because if I was born in the 80s, then I'd really get to party in the 90s.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. All right, yeah, you got me.
If you could have one superhero power, which would it be and why?
I think I'd be Wolverine.
Why you want Wolverine?
Because you're adamantium. I got adamantium bones.
Right.
You know, I get shot, I break a leg, whatever. I'm
good,
I'm a heal up, you know.
Good.
And somebody try me, I pull out my clothes. So,
I'll
that's
you.
How I'm going to do it. What was the last song you sang in the shower?
The last song I sang in the shower, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
You're not singing Thriller on stage.
I didn't sing it, but that's why I was practicing it.
Wow.
If you could be fluent in any other language but English, what would it be?
Spanish.
Okay, why Spanish?
That's the main language besides English that everybody speaks.
I feel you.
What is your favorite personal football moment at any level?
When I was in Nebraska, we faced Northwestern, and I got a pick six.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was dope.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us.
We're going to take a time out when we come back. A little something from Romeo Aquara and Devon Kennard. You don't want to miss it as we continue with Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota after this.
Throughout the year, me and Madeline have taken you fans behind the scenes to get a look into these players' lives.
And they say dogs are a man's best friend.
Or a great teammate.
Mm-hmm. But Romeo Aquara, he's got the cutest little dog. We gotta take a look at this.
You ready? I don't know. I've always wanted a French Bulldog because they're pretty cool dogs. They're a little weird. I think everyone knows that. Very playful. They get pretty relaxed. They're pretty chill at times. So I thought it'd be the perfect dog for an apartment, especially here.
Sit.
I named him Samuel after an artist I like, Basquiat, and that was the street name he went by back in the day. Yeah, so he turned one on July 5th. Yeah, he's Brindle, because it looks like they have like brown stripes, and it's a pretty unique color for dogs.
Roll over.
He does, he can sit, lay down, and roll over. It's not a lot in his arsenal, but he can do he can do a couple of things.
Samo, ready to go to the park?
The buildings around here, we have a group chat where we message each other whenever we want to take our dogs to the dog park. So every now and then I'll take him out there to play with the other dogs. So he has an Instagram account. He posts every now and then whenever he feels like it. He has his own little phone that he goes on. So he actually had a play there with Mark Jacobs' dogs. That was pretty funny. They follow each other, so they kind of DM'd each other. And they were like, hey, want to meet up? And so I took him over there to Mark's office, and he was running around with the two dogs over there. Sam was a pretty weird dog, a mind of his own. He does his own thing, does what he wants, doesn't do a lot of walking, gets tired really easily. Pretty lazy and very spoiled, which is probably my fault, but it's all right. But he flies around with me. He's small enough, so I can just bring him in the cabin. So he's really easy to take care of, and he's always great company. I live alone also, so it gets pretty lonely here. He keeps me company. I've always wanted a French Bulldog, so he's perfect.
Like,
I knew you were going to love that.
I was swooning over that piece. Oh, I kind of want to watch it again.
I'm going to follow that dog on social media. It looks like he gets way more likes than me.
Same. He's got a very active life out in the park with those little Instagrams. I'm into it. All right. Well, we got to know Romeo Aquara a little bit better with that piece. But
Let's take a look into the locker room and see how well this team knows another one of their teammates, Devon Kennard.
It's time for another edition of Know Your Giant, and it's presented to you by PNC Wealth Management. We have Devon Kennard here. How well do your teammates know you, my friend?
I know. We're going to see. I think they'll do all right, though.
What's his middle name?
Middle name?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Steven.
Jay.
All right, it's Jay.
Jay, okay.
So bring it up in conversation next time. Call him Jay.
Doesn't look like a Jay, but I'll take it.
Nickname?
DK.
Come on, guys. You got to get that one.
DK?
DK.
DK.
College you attended? Hold on.
USC, fight on, baby.
And you have to do the fight on. College he attended?
USC.
And you have to do the USC signal. Can you do that?
The USC signal?
There you go. Fight on. Brothers and sisters?
One brother and one sister.
Two.
Three.
One brother, one sister.
You are correct. Favorite food?
Ooh. Mexican?
Soul food. I go soul food. You like down south food?
Salmon.
Would you like a lifeline on that one?
Yeah.
Homemade mac and cheese.
It's homemade, and Kraft makes boxed version of this.
Mac and cheese?
Correct, sir.
Ooh.
Who makes it?
My mama.
What's his most popular saying?
You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
It's pretty cliche. Every coach uses it. You're either getting
better or worse.
Ding, ding.
That's right. All right.
If you didn't play linebacker, what position would you play?
D end.
Fullback.
Running back.
You play D end.
I mean, you said other than linebacker.
Touche.
Madeline, you went to a Pac-12 school, right?
ASU.
But fight on.
Nah.
DK,
yeah.
Fight on.
Yeah. You know, it's fair. Count it. It's a conference of champions, so we gotta appreciate it. Solidarity there. All right, keep it right here. We've got more Giants Access Blue coming up after this.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to check the social buzz with Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans. Over the weekend, we spotted Big Blue in so many places. In L.A., Giants legend Michael Strahan hosted ABC's Oscar opening ceremony live from the red carpet. He did interviews with lots of stars, including Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther and Timothy Chalamet, who was nominated for Best Actor in Call Me By Your Name. And down the road in Beverly Hills, Sterling Shepard tied the knot with Victoria's Secret model Chanel Iman. Odell Beckham Jr. and Roger Lewis stood aside Sterling as his groomsmen. Brad Wing, Dante Dion, and Travis Rudolph were also there celebrating their teammate. Sterling and Chanel met for the first time a couple years ago at Victor Cruz's birthday bash, and now the rest is history. We found Devon Kennard vacationing with friends and family in Mexico, and on Sunday, he announced on Instagram that he will be expecting a baby girl. Congrats, DK. That's a wrap for this week's Social Buzz.
That's a look at the social buzz with Emma Captain. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. So, what I want to do for you Giants fans out there is just pump the brakes a little bit. There is so much information out there coming off the combine and now at the start of free agency. And everybody's getting all excited about who the Giants should draft and this and that and the other thing. But remember, the evaluation process is just in its infancy stages. The teams still have workouts with the players have pro days, and more importantly, the New York Giants and their brass will get an opportunity to sit down with select individuals and spend a lot of one-on-one time with those players. That's where they find out what really makes a guy tick, what his football IQ is all about, how important the game is to him, and that is a big part of the evaluation when you have the number 2 overall pick in the draft. So you read a lot of stuff, you hear a lot of stuff, but don't be swayed. Remember, nothing is set in stone at this point, the first week of March. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and of course at Giants.com. For our entire crew, thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue's restaurant of choice is Ben & Jack's Steakhouse. From the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood, Ben & Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. MetLife, navigating life together.